Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. There's a pleasant feeling one gets listening to Meg Hutchinson's newest release, Beyond That. She's never been one to shy away from writing songs about deep emotions ranging from darkness to joy. But this album strikes a positive note, like she's planted a seed that has begun to unfold into a beautiful blossom. Meg's poetic lyrics reflect a desire to unplug from our overconnected world and find a deep inner peace. The resulting record is at once ecstatic and meditative, where revelatory lyrics combine with a fresh contemporary production. The album describes Meg's own personal journey out of depression and into a life of new possibilities and hope. From Meg Hutchinson's newest release, Beyond That, here is Nowhere.
I used to own a lot of words. I used to talk all day. The more peace I find, the less I have to say. But I could talk to you all night, then tomorrow too. When the quiet hour came, we'd both be still.
Talk all day. The more peace I find, the less
I have to say. Darkness in, don't let the darkness in, oh November. Don't let the darkness in, don't let the darkness in, oh November. I'm already beyond that, I'm already beyond that, I'm already beyond that. Already beyond that. Meet me on that sunny hill. Meet me on that sunny hill. Meet me on that sunny hill. Oh, oh. 'Cause I'm already beyond that. Oh, I'm already beyond that. Darkness in, oh November. Don't let the darkness in, don't let the darkness in, oh remember. I'm already beyond that, I'm already beyond that, I'm already beyond.
That was the title track to Meg Hutchinson's new album, Beyond That. Meg grew up in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. The woods and ponds were Meg's childhood muses, as were songwriters like Greg Brown and Joni Mitchell, and poets like Mary Oliver, William Stafford, William Butler Yeats, T.S. Eliot, and Robert Frost. When Meg inherited her grandmother's 1957 Martin guitar at age 11, her love of words found an inspiring instrument, and there was no turning back. Songwriting is not something I chose. I've just somehow always known that this is what I love to do. This is what I can't help but do, she says. After graduating from college with a degree in creative writing, Meg quit her longtime job on an organic lettuce farm and settled in Boston. In between gigs at pubs, coffee houses, and train stations, she won a Kerrville New Folk Award in 2000 and was nominated for a Boston Music Award for her first studio album. She went on to win awards at the Rocky Mountain Folks Fest, the Telluride Troubadour Songwriters Showcase in Colorado, and the Chris Austin Songwriting Contest at Merlefest in North Carolina, all in the course of a year, causing national publications like Performing Songwriter to take notice, calling her a master of introspective ballads filled with understated yearning and an exquisite sense of metaphor. Give a listen to Let's Go from Meg Hutchinson.
Let's go down to the big lake, though it's almost frozen. Let's bring a basket to put the right stones in. Though the house is half done, make a fireplace of these ones. Gather these stones from lakes.
I'm home. All I know is I'm home. film a while ago, the title of it I don't know. This night was playing chess with death, recounting more would waste my breath. The whole thing just confused me so, but I guess some folks disagree, though I find that a mystery. 100 critics were surveyed, called it the best film ever made. That only proves one thing to me: you either get it or you don't. You'll either like it or you won't. Maybe it resonates with you, maybe you haven't got a clue. You either get it or you don't. I'm quite a fan of Neil Young, love every song he's ever sung. Even that early 80s phase, Trans Reactor and Old Ways, my favorite records they're among. But some folks can't get past the voice, that high-pitched whine that he employs. I guess that they would just as soon hear something slightly more in tune. I think they're wrong, but that's their choice. You either get it or you don't. You'll either like it or you won't. Maybe it resonates with you, maybe you haven't got a clue. You either get it or you don't. What speaks to you may not speak to me. The things you like may be Greek to me. What moves my soul is unique to me. And I know the same is true for you. But here's hoping we can share a few. We haven't known each other long, and I suppose I could be wrong, but it seems obvious to me we share a sensibility, so you'll appreciate this song. You either get it or you don't. You'll either like it or you won't. Maybe it resonates with you, maybe you haven't got a clue. You either get it or you don't. You'll either like it or you won't. Maybe it resonates with you, maybe you haven't got a clue. You either get it or you don't.
We just heard "You Either Get It or You Don't" from Mark Stepakoff's newest album titled The Story Behind the Story. The CD features Mark's trademark mix of wry humorous material and heartbreaking ballads, in the vein of songwriters like Loudon Wainwright and John Prine, to whom he has often been compared. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. There's something inherently incongruous about the music of Lily and Madeline Jerkowitz, a pair of slight teenagers with singing voices that are assured and worldly. Their songs are the product of two distinct musical personalities. Madeline, the older sister with a light, smooth singing style, leans towards folkier singer-songwriter fare. Lily helps lean the duo towards its gentle rock edge and has a dark, earthy voice to match. But their voices blend into seamless close harmonies, created with the natural ease that could only come from a pair of musicians who have known each other literally their entire lives. From Lily and Madeline's self-titled release, this is "And Tonight."
The rain of falling, was singing in a band that played bars. He loved to hear me sing. Drove me around in his rattle trap car. We talked about everything. All that summer he was painting a house for the richest family in town. He didn't know how, didn't know when he was gonna turn things around. But oh, when he was finishing up the trimming, did not know about his other job. He was the president of women. He had blonde hair raggedy around his face, laughing in his eyes, holes in his jeans and crooked teeth, and a world to cut down to size. Cleaned up his brushes for the day, we would go out swimming, swim way out in that rich man's sea, and nothing gonna scare us in. But oh, when we would go out swimming, felt so free when I swam beside. Of women. Well, then he got hired to drive that rich man's car all the way out to the coast. I hid in the woods till he picked me up. He was driving like he'd seen a ghost. It was 140 miles per hour with an eye out for the fuzz. I don't know where he thought he was going. I don't know who I thought I was. But oh, as the desert light was dimming, felt so safe with my arms around the president of women. I told him that girl was a liar.
That girl's a liar,
he said. Yeah, I know.
Yes, I know.
That's why I like her. So you might think I would go, but then you wouldn't know. Living his own rich man's life. I saw him on the news. He's got children and companies, at least one ex-wife. He's got contracts to refuse. But me, I'm gonna raise my glass to the executive of a country that never was. 'Cause he turned me around, he opened my eyes. I'm happy now because
that was President of Women from the duo Wool and Grant's self-titled album. The members of the duo come from different places. Ina Mae Wool is a character-driven singer-songwriter, and Bev Grant is a topical songwriter, which makes their collaboration as a duo all the more intriguing and satisfying. Susie Brown writes songs to process her life. For a singer-songwriter, it's not that unique of a creative impulse. But when you're also a cardiologist, used to being stoic and selfless on the job, the catharsis is even more essential. Music is my place to be honest, says Susie. I can say how I'm really feeling. I like not having to be so strong. That candor fuels Almost There, Susie Brown's fan-funded sophomore release, which finds her contemplating the joys and struggles of love with even more vulnerability than she brought to her 2011 debut, Heartstrings. From Susie Brown, this is the title track to that new album.
Bikini's on, but it ain't quite summer. Too late for lunch, too early for dinner. Sitting on your porch, but nobody's home. Wearing shoes that I've outgrown.
Over it, I'm over you, all over the time.
We just heard Middle of the Bed from Lucy Rose and her album titled Like I Used To. Lucy's journey began when she hopped on a train to London, leaving behind the house in which she grew up in rural Warwickshire, and struck out for the big city and the big time. Armed with an acoustic guitar and an unstoppable dedication, Lucy played every open mic imaginable. She met people on the way who are still with her now, and with their support and her craft, she learned the ropes. As her songs and sentiments spread their warmth through the iciest of hearts, Lucy became that most modern of phenomenon. She went viral. Her biggest video has clocked up over 800,000 views. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Opening Day is the title of Peter Cooper's third solo album, and it features 9 superb originals, as well as a compelling cover of Bill Morrissey's song, Birches, hailed as one of the album's finest moments. In short, it's an album rippling with all of the heart and humanity we expect from Peter Cooper. Give a listen now to Feels Like Home from Peter Cooper's album, Opening Day.
Take a trip, but you can't go back too many times. I've heard that it's prettier in clouded memory. Just a day a north wind came, tapped my shoulder, brought the gray and a chill I know by heart came over me. And it feels like home, though I never felt at home there, and I know that the winters were too long, like the wind against the shutters in a town I used to know. Anytime it looks like rain, it feels like the past too many times. I've heard that, but days like these don't scare me anymore. There was a time when one blue breeze would knock me down to my knees, and now all it does is open up a door. It feels like home, though I never felt at home there, and I know that the winters were too long. Like the wind against the shutters in a town I used to know. Anytime it looks like rain, it feels like home. Like home.
It's the hills and big oak tree, the slow running river. I was the first for you and you were the first for me, and your brown eyes made me shiver. Together, the land and your part. I still believe you hold a piece of me, and I hold you too. Mm-hmm.
That was Iowa Heart from the duo Spark and Whisper and their latest release titled Ghost Towns. Spark and Whisper is the musical collaboration of Anita Sanduina and Velvie Appleton, singer-songwriters, multi-instrumentalists from the San Francisco Bay Area. Anita and Velvie first crossed paths at the Strawberry Music Festival in 2003 when they met at a late-night campsite jam. After a few years of jamming at summer weekend barbecues and winter dinner parties, they decided to get serious. They formed the folk vocal trio Three at Last. Two critically acclaimed albums, an East Coast tour, and 100-plus shows later, including the Kate Wolf Festival and the Freight and Salvage, Appleton and Sanduina created Spark and Whisper in late 2010. Wherever You Are is the joyful collection of songs and stories from the talented singer-songwriter Ellis. The live 3-disc CD package features 2 full sets recorded live in the same night at the White Bear Unitarian Universalist Church in Matomedi, Minnesota. The first 2 discs encompass her sets that night in order, no songs cut, and including stories, laughter, and applause. The 3rd disc includes 10 of the song tracks without the banter or applause to provide an alternative listening experience. We'll start off with How Would It Be from Ellis and her new live album, Wherever You Are.
How would it be if everything that you thought you knew was turned upside down, opposite from your point of view? And how would you feel if the ground was really the sky? All of this time you've been walking when you could have been flying. If you run 1,000 miles a minute, you can't expect to wear out a few pairs of shoes. If you forget how to love and take it for granted, you can't expect to wear out people close to you. And what if all the birds were flying just to show us, and all the trees were really holding the sky up, and everything that you do somehow? What if heaven and hell was right now? How would it be if you really created your life? Stories you told, the good and bad, that they come alive. And how would it change if your words were like nails and wood? You build your house, but you forget that it's just a house. You can't rebuild. Pretending we are caught up in a world of daydreams. What if loving what you have is everything? And what if all the birds were flying just to show? To show us, and all if everything that you thought you knew was turned upside down, opposite from your point of view? Today, I met 500 crows crowded in the trees in my front yard. On the bare branches, they looked like leaves flying around. I was amazed. It sounded like a crow convention, like something big was going down. Some kind of argument. Or maybe they were singing. So I closed my eyes to better hear the crow chorus, to see if I could catch the beauty in their sound. Oh, they were singing out loud, such a clear and pure emotion. I felt moved, not even knowing what their music was about. Joyful child, I am a grown up that's still growing up, and I don't always have it figured out. To tell you the truth, I'm still searching, trying to find that bigger light. I want to break free from all this looking. I wonder, how can I hold on to this feeling? Or can I listen to my own heartbeat and hear the music there? Today, I met 500 crows crowded in the trees in my front yard. On the bare branches, they looked like leaves flying around. And so I closed my eyes to better hear the crow chorus, to see if I could catch.
We just heard 500 Crows from Ellis and her latest collection, Wherever You Are. There's just something about Ellis. She is at once funny and wise, thoughtful and uninhibited, and her captivating voice is matched by her uplifting lyrics. After her February 2013 appearance on A Prairie Home Companion, Ellis's music charted in the Folk Top 100 on iTunes and the Folk Top 20 on Amazon.com. Ellis's performances are transformational. She leaves her audiences better than when she finds them, with softened edges and opened hearts. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producers, Addison Pace and Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. A winner of several awards and honors, Ellis has been recognized both for her songwriting skills as well as for her engaging performances. Many folk festivals have Audience Choice Awards, and Ellis has claimed those honors at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, the Moab Folk Festival, and Sisters Folk Festival. She also won the Grassy Hill Kerrville New Folk Contest in 2013, the Midwest Mountain Stage New Song Contest in 2011, and the award for the Just Plain Folks Best Female Singer-Songwriter Album in 2009. We'll close out tonight's show with Right on Time from Ellis. Thank you for listening to Fresh Folk.
I wish for you to be free from doubt. When you feel left behind or left out, when the world seems brighter everywhere else, and your mind is lost inside a wishing well, right on time. You are right on time. You're right on time. The heart is a tender thing. Restless and hopeful, it cries and sings. And sometimes you need shelter and a space to be. A little tough, not tough enough. A little lost at sea. And when everyone is racing and you join, there is a danger in going too fast. Getting too far ahead can set you back. Right on time. You are right on time. You're right on time. Tired and on your own, cried so many tears, they're all gone. When there's nothing you haven't tried to fix this uncertain road, when everywhere you look, you see regret. What might have been, what we can never know, make our head spin. A little love, a little trust, a lot of forgiveness. Right on time. You are right on time. You're right on time.
This is Utah Public Radio.
Programming on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our members and Import Auto in Logan, a TechNet service center with Ron Stagg and Brian Morgan, offering import and domestic auto repair, including preventative maintenance services for 30, 60, and 90,000 mile checkups, online at import-auto.biz. And Utah State University Dining Services and University Catering, hosting the second annual campus cook-off on Wednesday, February 12th. Details and entry packets available at the dining office, TSC 232. This is KUSR HD1 Logan, KUSK HD1 Vernal, KUSL HD1 Richfield, KUST HD1 Moab, and KCEU Price, KUSU FM HD1 Logan.